Blog Talk Radio.
Love, loyalty, optimistically, valued eternally. See? So when I say I love you more than likely, it is for eternity. Love is what runs the universe and keeps everybody intertwined. And it has always been since the beginning of time. Since we were kids, I looked at her as my African princess. And since that first glance, she really had my interest. Now I can finally say she's my beautiful empress. I'm so in love with her, can't be tempted by tempers. Riding on vanilla skies, headed for my destiny. This new life journey only bringing out the best in me. Divine love and positive thoughts, that is the recipe. Abundance galore is what I manifest in me. I'm very thankful and happy to say that you up in my life, queen. Love, love, I'm trying to walk with you under the rock and take you up as my wife, queen. Love, love, a man comes to this earth through a woman, so you've been here from the start, queen. Love, and since you've been here from the start, will you never break apart? It's all real what I'm saying, and I ain't playing with your heart. Every Osiris need a Isis, and you the nicest. For you to love me, my queen, the cost is priceless. Been in wonderful days and beautiful nights with who I'm a love care and share the rest of my life with. Honeymooning under nice skies, doing the night right, doing all them things that my beautiful wife likes. Splashing waterfalls, love flowing like the Nile. Everything you do, it make my heart and my mouth smile. Sexy messages to your mind is what I be sending. I'm in the highest form of love, and I'm wonderful winning. Beautiful melanin glowing through your African linen. King and queen love like Selassie, I get minutes. Then I'm a candlelight over a healthy dish. The way we live our life is on some healthy dish. And you my goddess for life, so beautiful and small. Everything I see is real and I ain't playing with your heart. I'm very thankful and happy to say that you up in my life, queen. Love, love, I'm trying to walk with you under the rock and take you up as my wife, queen. Love, love, a man comes to this earth through a woman, so you've been here from the start, queen. Love, and since you've been here from the start, will you never break apart? It's all real what I'm saying, and I ain't playing with your heart. Me and you, an expression of infinity. My love stretch from here all the way to infinity. When you're sleeping that night, looking so serene, our love is supreme, it's the king and the queen. We winning in life, cause we make a hell of a scene. We both one day gon' have seeds that share our genes. Ain't nothing greater than my divine family. Who I value, bringing out the best man in me. And from pimpin' player school, I had my graduation. I get what I need, speaking daily affirmations. Beautiful, talented, and intellectual. It's a spiritual connection when we be intellectual. You got that healthy love like alkaline vegetables. Black love that can be put up on the pedestal. We bind like Kimmy pyramids and we'll never break apart. It's all real what I'm saying and I ain't playing with your heart. I'm very thankful and happy to say that you up in my life, queen. Love, love, I'm trying to walk with you under the rock and take you up as my wife, queen. Love, love, a man comes to this earth through a woman, so you've been here from the start, queen. Love, and since you've been here from the start, will you never break apart? It's all real what I'm saying, and I ain't playing with your heart. I speak love into existence with affirmation. On us is my concentration, because you are my greatest accolation. And when I walk through the Garden of Eden, I'm going to pick that black flower, because it's the most beautiful one of them all. And she holds that black power, mother of life, mother of creation. One love, baby. Ashe Hotel. Yeah, ghetto rebel music, love. This your king, the guard, you know what I'm saying? Your brother from another mother, to who they hate rule, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just a real brother out here, you know what I'm saying? Trying to do his part, you know what I'm saying? Trying to unite the people and bring the people together and things like that, you hear me? Because there's a lot of our people out here, they need somebody like me to step up to the plate, you know?
peace, 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 and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of Blue Knowledge Radio. The place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Allah. This is our Solidarity Saturday episode. And we have the honor and privilege to have amongst us tonight's guest, my brother, the true living God, Tahuti Heru. That phone number to call in, family, is 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. This is RBG Behind the Music series, and we got one of the top-notch RBG artists in the building. So without any further ado, it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce the summer and present the others tonight's guest, Tahuti Heru, Black Power. Peace to God.
Peace to the God. What up, G?
Hey, you got it, man. You got it. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed, indeed. Thanks for I'm glad to finally be on the show, man. Look, I feel like I done made it. You know what I'm saying? If you come on and do the Knowledge Radio show, you somebody. You understand what I'm saying? That's the way I see that, God.
Oh, man. Much appreciated. Much appreciated, indeed. Man. It's an honor to have you on, you know what I'm saying? It's just, making our way around, you know what I mean? And we coming back up on RBG Family Weekend, so it's great. It's a great opportunity to be able to build with our family, you know what I'm saying? As we push forward this objective for global African supremacy, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Music is definitely one of the greatest mediums to be able to reach and teach our people, you know what I mean? If we look at it in the inverse, our enemy done use the music in order to, get us in the condition that we in. You see what I'm saying? Use the entertainment industry one way or another, but the biggest medium has been music. You know what I mean? So we look at the movies, like the movies we came out watching back in the day. They've been working on like a 20-year time release. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, we was boys in the hood, then we was minister society, then we was looking for juice. You know what I'm saying? We just continue to go and go and go, and it's developed our psyche. You see what I'm saying? So we look at that 20-year time span. Along with the movies, it was the music that was there. You know what I mean? We was talking about that yesterday. Cypress Hill, you know what I mean? One of the biggest songs in juice was Pocket Just Killer Man. You see what I'm saying? It was taking place. Spaces where we were growing up, it was kind of like a call and response type of situation. You see what I'm saying? We wanted to be Q, we wanted to be Bishop. You see what I'm saying? We didn't want to be Trey, we wanted to be Doughboy. You know what I mean? So, we look at all of that, in regards to our psyche and how that affects our psyche as African people, especially young African men, in our cognitive development stages. You're going through that, looking for identity. You see how that identity is tapped in. So, I'm glad and honored to be able to point and say, boom, here goes a point of reference. Here goes an example of, African love, brother pushing African supremacy and the restoration of the African family, Not just in the music, but in your examples, So it's an honor and privilege to have you on, y'all.
Oh man, appreciate it, G. That's word is bone. You know what I'm saying?
So we always begin with introduction. So floor is yours. Introduce yourself to the family. Let them know who you are and how Tahuti became the beat.
Indeed, you know what I'm saying. Peace, family. This your king, your God, the ghetto rebel. You understand what I'm saying? Tahuti Heru. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people who really don't know me closely. I mean, I know you hear it in my accent because it's thick as a motherfucker. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? And growing up down there, I ain't gotta explain. It's pretty much self-explanatory. You know what I'm saying? You know the kind of life and the kind of things, you have to deal with and, come across on a daily basis and things like that. And, that just was a lot of life lessons and, a lot of pain, but also a lot of jewels, getting dropped on me as well. Then when Katrina happened, that's when I relocated to Dallas, Texas, And, pretty much same thing, man, I mean, Dallas was a little step up from New Orleans, because the economy was a little bit better, But same old thing, man. You know, they still got our black people in the hoods and things like that struggling. You know what I'm saying? Chasing behind the, and when I say the mystery, I ain't just talking about no mystery God. I'm just saying chasing behind the mystery, mystery dreams. And, oh, you could come out of this, or you could do this, or you could do that, but it's all dreams being sold to just keep us at the bottom of the barrel. You know what I'm saying? And I don't live in Dallas anymore. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here in Memphis, Tennessee now. And it's Memphis, Tennessee, like a repeat of New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? It's like the same, you know, the same thing everywhere. Like how Pac was when Pac was in New York, then he went to Baltimore, then he went to Oakland. It was, and he saw the same poverty line, you know, all through the states. It's the same exact thing. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I call myself the Ghetto Rebel. You know what I'm saying? It's an acronym behind that. The Ghetto, G-H-E-T-T-O, that means gaining higher education to teach others. And Rebel, R-E-B-E-L, that means revolutionizing, empowering, building, evolving, and loving. You know what I'm saying? That's what we got to be. We all got to be some ghetto rebels out here and get higher knowledge, you know what I'm saying, and teach our peoples and also revolutionize and make moves and things like that. Now, you know how my name came about, Tahuti, you know what I'm saying? When I first came aware or conscious or whatever you want to call it, you know, I was real deep in the comedic sciences and in the Egyptian sciences and things like that, you know what I'm saying? So when I started in the faculties of Tahuti, it just fitted me, you know what I'm saying? That was my whole aura, my whole being, that was me, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, studying the 11 laws of God and things like that. That's how I came across the name Tahuti, and as well as Heru. You know what I'm saying? Them two laws just fitted me perfectly, so I just put the name together, Tahuti Heru. You know what I'm saying? So that's how the God was born, you know, as far as my name and things like that. But, man, I've been doing music since I was 12 years old, been, you know, writing and, you know, freestyle battle ciphers, you know, doing, performing, you know, all of that, you know what I'm saying? And when I got knowledge itself, it's like that's when my, you know, it's like I was being born again. You know how they say in church you got to be a born-again Christian and things like that? It was like I was really being born again, you know what I'm saying, to a new person and a new self. And once I was born again to that new person and new self, it's what you had today, man. To who the hero, the ghetto rebel. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. You hear me?
Yeah, yeah. So that transition, what inspired your revolutionary path? You know, what was it that brought you this way? Could you talk about that?
Yeah, it was more like, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, pause yourself right quick, G. All right, G, I'm back. You know what I'm saying? What inspired that, man, is just, you know, we gods, man. We in the nations, you know what I'm saying? So I feel it's safe to, you know, build with the God like this year. But it's like the Yaqub story, you know what I'm saying? You know, he took a dissatisfied people, and you know what I'm saying? They made moves. I'm going to just say that. I ain't going to go too deep. But it was a dissatisfied group of people that made moves to, you know what I'm saying, conquer some shit. And that's pretty much what the same thing is with me. God, I just, you know, growing up in the ghetto and, you know, seeing unrighteousness and just how we just so kept at the bottom and just played with by the system, you know what I'm saying? You know, for far as the school system, the doctors, you know, the hospitals, just everything, man, everything just all around, man. I just, you know, growing up in them conditions all my life, man, I just became dissatisfied. And I was just like, man, and always been the kind of guy like to be the outcast, like in my family and things like that. I always been the outcast, always been the one to think outside the box and things like that. And I always used to feel bad about that, like it was something wrong with me. But once I got knowledge of self and realized, like, I'm the one, that's why I think the way I do and I do the things I do apart from, like, my peers and my family and things like that, I just embraced it. And once I embraced that mission and that journey, and it just been on. Gee, that's how the transformation started for me. Just being dissatisfied and just, like, you know, feeling bad, you know what I'm saying, about conditions I was growing up in. I wanted to do something to change that. And me knowing I had got the knowledge of myself and I got the tools that I need to do that, that's how it started, G.
Okay, so from that journey of dissatisfaction, You know, what were some of the action steps you took? Like, what kind of research or, what would that say? What would you say, you know, was that spark?
Man, it's just, you know, for one, and I mean, you know, for one, as far as religion, you know what I'm saying? Religion is a big thing that keep us down in this country, you know what I'm saying? Like our degree say, he taught them how to eat the wrong food. That's their religion, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
So, hold on, pause that one time, G, one time. Pardon self, you know what I'm saying? But like I was saying, religion is a thing that keep us down, you know what I'm saying? So once I found out the truth behind that, it's just like, you know, researching and studying. And not just that, it's like, it was like a puzzle. It's like once I found out that was some bullshit, it's like I started researching other shit. Like, all right, let me see what else is some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what else is this or that or, you know, and them kind of things like that. And once I started undergoing them studies, you know what I'm saying? Once I started undergoing them studies, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, man. I'm on the phone right now. I'm on a hard phone call, man. I wish I could dialogue and shit, but I'm going to hit y'all probably. What y'all doing tomorrow? Sam, I'll hit y'all tomorrow. Okay. Pardon self, G.
All right, so cool.
All right, pardon self, man. I'm dealing with one of my neighbors and shit right now, but I'm done, though. Anywho, like I said, then once I found out that was some BS, I just started researching other stuff. Like, all right, is this a lie? What else is a lie? What other lies I've been told? You know, as far as the doctors and the pharmaceutical companies, how they get our people, tell them they sick, got all these diseases and stuff, and they're giving them these medicines, you know what I'm saying, making them even sicker, bringing them to their grave even faster. And once I started getting the knowledge on that, it was just like a big slap in the face, like, wow. We've been living in this society all this time like this, and all of this been going on, and we never knew about it. So that just sent me on that journey. You just start undergoing studies, reading about different things like politics, health, religion, agriculture, just everything. Gee, I just started undergoing a study on a lot of stuff, man. And the things I found out on my journey, man, is what pioneered me who I am today, man, because I was heartbroken and shit I found out. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know it was going down like that. I had no idea it was going down like that. So when I got the true knowledge on that, it was just on. Gee, I just, a fire started burning in me, and I'm like, man, fuck it. Anything that's unrighteous, I'm going to burn that shit with righteousness.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Oh, man. I see Supreme Ra Africa that snuck up in the building, man. Let me drop this bomb.
Ready?
Supreme Ra.
Peace.
Supreme Ra Digital up in this.
Supreme Ra, what's up, G? What's up with it?
Man, you know I had to check in, man. My partner,
know.
You know what I'm saying? My little broski woski. You know what I'm talking about? Ghetto rebel. You know what I'm saying? New Orleans. You know what I'm talking about? Coming through, coming down like that, sir. Letting people know what the deal is. What's up with it?
Man, what's up with it, G? Man, you know me, making moves, man. Actually, man, I know a couple of weeks ago, Callie Lizzo was on the show, man. I was with Callie yesterday, man.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to Young Lizzo.
Yeah,
what
Young
up,
Lizzo, boy? You know what I'm saying?
Callie. No, bro.
Yeah, I was with Callie yesterday, man. We were just talking about some future plans for the RBG, you know, far as us go, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we all brothers and things like that, you know what I'm saying? But let's just be real, right? You know, y'all kind of above us, you know what I'm saying, in acreage and things like that. So we got to create something new within our cipher and our generation, you know what I'm saying? That's going to drag more people, you know what I'm saying, towards us, you know what I'm saying, and towards the movement as a whole as well, you know what I'm saying? So we would just...
Man, you know, I'm going to follow the lead. I'm going to follow in line.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Already.
I got my rifle ready. That's all. That's all I'm good for. You know what I'm saying? Me and Preen the random miles we gonna run. You know what I'm saying? So shit, we got the rifle ready. You know,
right,
if,
right.
If,
straight
if,
up.
If you ain't got no elders that's gonna pass you down some bread or some Buster gun, they need to go already. They need to let that shit get them or something.
Man, extra stage left.
Yeah,
extra stage left.
Yeah, man.
You know, man, I ain't gonna hold y'all up too long, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just sitting here watching Apollo. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm gonna call in and support my family when I can. I'm talking about.
Oh, Brady, man, I appreciate it, big bro. You always been a big support for me, man. I just want to say with everything in me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I appreciate that, G, for real. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
From day one we met, you know what I'm saying? It's been nothing but love, bro. Like, for real.
Man, this our culture, man. You know what I'm saying? It's our culture, man. Ain't today 2+2?
Man, you know what I'm saying? That's a victory.
Culture. You know what I'm talking
that
about?
That victory, you heard me? That's what I'm talking
gone,
about,
man.
G.
Hey, I'm gone, black man. Born. All
right.
Get with me, born.
I'm going to hit you after this.
Black African power, y'all.
Already. Peace to the God.
Yep.
Yeah, man. So we see the power of dissatisfaction. You see what I'm saying? We see what dissatisfaction sprung into existence. We hear about one side, but we don't hear about the other. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So as a response and not a reaction to the mainstream technology and mass media manipulation, out of that dissatisfaction was born a new genre, you know, and a genre that would realign us with the intentions of our ancestors, you see what I'm saying, and start to push us back in line with the inheritance that we received, which was interrupted the past couple thousand years. You see what I'm saying? So now we're moving back in alignment and dealing in the level of synchronicity. You see what I'm saying? Not so much with time, because time is an illusion. You know,
right.
Time is an instrument used to measure existence that was brought into existence to keep us, you know, under the spell or under the control of the clock. And when we deal with synchronicity, we're dealing with due season. You see what I'm saying? How things come into existence, you know, via the creation of the mind. You see what I'm saying? The mind brought all things into existence, because the first universal law is all is mental, and all is mental and all is mind. So we're dealing with that creative mind, that reproduction of that creative mind manifesting in physical form.
True indeed.
We got that same existence, the existence that was sprung creation into existence out of the will of mind of the original man. So now we're looking at that manifestation. So now, can you talk to us about hip-hop from your perspective and, you know, the need for our genre to reign supreme?
You talking about like what from hip hop today as opposed to back then?
Well, hip hop period versus our genre, you know with RBG music, this African expression
music.
So, you know, as opposed to.
Okay. Honestly, man, the way I see it is just that in hip hop is that nowadays, because back in the '90s, man, I'm just gonna be honest, man. '90s rappers stay in my playlist, you know what I'm saying? Because back in the 90s, I mean, them cats had substance in their music. I mean, even you could listen to the most gangster song with number straight shooting and killing and still get a message out of it. Nowadays, you can't even do that, man. You listen to some of these songs now, you can't get nothing out of it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't get me wrong. You got a few good cats out here. Like, I like Kendrick Lamar. I like J. Cole. That's about it, honestly, because all these other cats, like, Uzi Vert, Lil Yachty, and all of you little cats. I don't even give them the time of the day. You know what I'm saying? So what sets us apart from a lot of them cats is that, you know, just being honest, man, me and Khaled were saying this, you know what I'm saying? We was chilling. Like, a lot of RBG cats, just being real, just doing the knowledge to it. I mean, let's just be honest, G. A lot, I ain't saying all, not saying every RBG dude you've seen with a red, black, and green, but almost all cats you see, you know, in RBG, not just in RBG, in the nation, you know what I'm saying, everything, is a lot of us come from that street, you know, hood tough guy like background, you know what I'm saying? And what we do is we just apply those same principles that we learned in the streets, but we do it for righteousness now, you know what I'm saying? And that's the thing, as opposed, I would say, that set us apart from a lot of those cats. Those cats, you know, portray that kind of lifestyle and things like that, but they still doing unrighteous acts with it, you know what I'm saying? And like how you spoke on earlier, how they use the music to corrupt our people. I mean, listen to some of these songs, that's all these cats want to do. Everything is just a turn up. Pop this, drink that, smoke this, do that, do this. And then you got all these crowd of people loving this shit. They just following right along. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to us, you come to some RBG, like me, Cali, Shotty, Lou, one of us or something like that. You, shit, you might hear some of that same shit. You might hear I smoke, I might drink a beer or some lean, whatever like that, or I might smoke some tobacco, whatever like that. But in the midst of me doing all my smoking and drinking, I'm giving you some real shit. I'm telling you, go to school, man. Learn this society, man. You know what I'm saying? Do things conducive to your growth and development that can take you far in this life. You know what I'm saying? But still get your party on, turned up or whatever like that. So I would say that's the core. That's the difference. We doing positive shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, even a perfect example, I would say Tupac. Look how Tupac was, man. Tupac was straight thugged out, pistol-toting, smoking, loud, fuck this, fuck that. But you listen to his music, though, man, he gave you something of substance. He really gave you stuff to think about with songs like Dear Mama, If I Die Tonight, you know what I'm saying, Ghetto Gospel. You know, he gave you stuff to think about with those songs like that, even in the midst of him being wild and stuff like that. So I would say that's what set us RBGs apart from them cats. Them cats just wild without no structure in their wildness. And that we have to call ourselves wild. I would say our wildness is structured and it's very channeled, if I can say. So I would say that's the difference with hip-hop far as, you know, the RBG artists and things like that, and then, you know, these mainstream artists out here. That's my opinion on that. That's my opinion, understand.
Let's get into some of this music, man, while we got it going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
This music right here.
Yes, sir.
You got Real Brothers. Drop Real Brothers.
Yes,
right
sir.
There.
Real Brother till I die.
Yeah. Ghetto Rebel music, love. This your king, the guard, you know what I'm saying? Your brother from another mother to who the hero, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just a real brother out here, you know what I'm saying? Trying to do his part, you know what I'm saying? Trying to unite the people and bring the people together and things like that. You hear me? Because there's a lot of our people out here, they need somebody like me to step up to the plate, you know what I'm saying? So here it is, bro. I'm coming with it, you know what I'm saying? So feel me like real brother till I die. I live like I wanna. Keep it 100%, that is my persona. That realness is a drug, I shoot it in my veins. I always stay the same. Real brothers don't change. Real brother till I die. I live like I wanna. Keep it 100%, that is my persona. That realness is a drug, I shoot it in my veins. I always stay the same. Real brothers don't change. Why people always wanna see me suffer and talk about me whenever they see me hustle. I'm not doing this for no reason. I got a lot to gain. You don't work, you don't eat. That's the way it is, man. Real brothers don't change, except for the better, but stays on his grind. No matter the weather, he's only trying to be righteous in his community. Spread love and peace and teach his people unity. Trying to tell everybody, look out for one another. And make sure brothers not killing other brothers. We gotta stop that, cause it got us declining. Our history and culture is what we redefining. Real brother till I die, I live like I wanna. Keep it 100%, that is my persona. That realness is a drug, I shoot it in my veins. I always stay the same, real brother. Brothers don't change. Real brother till I die. I live like I wanna. Keep it 100%. That is my persona. That realness is a drug. I shoot it in my veins. I always stay the same. Real brothers don't change.
when you a young brother in the game with fame. People throw dirt on your name and try to bring your pain. Like Walter Payton, I break the tackles when they give them. My death ear is turned to them, so I on him. I ain't tripping. I'ma chill with my chicks tonight. Enjoy it till I'm erased off the list of life. I ain't scared to die, just don't wanna go at this moment. Cause for a lot of years, I really wanna own it. A big family house and some businesses. So when I'm gone, I can leave that to my future kids. And I don't mind laying up stiff in the coffin like the OJs to the stairway to heaven. I be walking. Real brother till I die. I live like I wanna. Keep it 100%. That is my persona. That realness is a drug. I shoot it in my veins. I always stay the same. Real brothers don't change. Real brother till I die. I live like I wanna. Keep it 100%. That is my persona. That realness is a drug. I shoot it in my veins. I always stay the same. Real brothers don't change. To my heritage and history, man, I'm too true. Black Panther mindset, Pac in my Tulu. And more cream, cause I'm supreme like Asiatic. Cause keep a long figure, the opposite of patriotic. I'm red and I'm black and with this green like St. Patrick. I'm never dramatic, but my vibe be so ecstatic. What you see is what you get from this young seven. I'm like Anubis, cause all dogs go to heaven. But I'm still hooded. That wisdom, power, life, what I'm living, it should be soothing. When that real truth, what I'm giving, unity for the people, I'm signing that declaration. For the melanated ones, come join the federation. Real brother till I die, I live like I wanna. Keep it 100%, that is my persona. That realness is a drug, I shoot it in my veins. I always stay the same. Real brothers don't change. Real brother till I die, I live like I wanna. Keep it 100%, that is my persona. That realness is a drug, I shoot it in my veins. I always stay the same. Real brothers don't change. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's all about that duck coming together. You know what I'm saying? Unifying, you know what I'm saying? And that's real like that duck. You're mad. The ghetto rebel, you know what I'm saying? Out ya.
I can pull the chop out for that mug right there. You know
yes, sir. Pull that chop out. You understand what I'm saying? I spit nothing but banana clips at them boys. You understand what I'm saying?
So talk to us about that track, man. Tell us, you know what I'm saying?
Real brother till I die. Real talk, G. I'm going to be honest. One of my favorite artists is not my favorite artist, but one of my favorite artists in the game, man. Peace to the motherfucking God, Rakim Allah. You know what I'm saying? You know, the God rap style is like, he ain't never cursed in a song, you know what I'm saying? And right. Me, I curse a lot. I'm going to just be real. I curse a lot in my music, you know what I'm saying? But I can do a song without cursing, you know what I'm saying? And when I heard that song, and it was, you know, I just was like, man, you know what? This song ain't one of them. Just laid back, because I'm the type of rapper where if I hear the beat, I let the beat take me where the beat want me to go, you know what I'm saying? So when I heard that beat, I'm just like, man, it seemed like it's on some positive, like, I ain't even got a curse to be gangster or nothing like that. I'm going to just make some positive stuff without no curse, and it's going to rock. You know what I'm saying? Like how Rakim used to do it. And boom, there you got it. You know what I'm saying? Real brother till I die. You know what I'm saying? So, and it just, it's also a message, too. It's just letting you know. You know what I'm saying? You know, we just, at first, I'm going to be real. At first, the song was real nigga. It was real nigga till I die. You know what I'm saying? I scratched nigga off and put brother. You heard me? Because I'm like, man, she, you could still be, call yourself a brother or brother man or whatever like that. Not, you know what I'm saying, you ain't got to be all gangster and gut up, you know what I'm saying, 24/7. You could still be just, you know, a normal self-aware type of person, man, and still be just as on point or as important or whatever like that as the next person, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to show and prove that equality within that track right there so that you have it. G, real brother till I die, you understand what I'm saying?
Glad for that.
Indeed.
Glad.
Indeed.
I'm definitely glad for that. You know what I mean? Because moving into this genre, on the ground floor coming in. It's the ability to self-govern and also to self-define. You see what I'm saying? So now we can say, you know, what we're going to tolerate in regards to this genre and not. You know what I mean? Like, what's allowed and what's not allowed. You know what I mean? So it doesn't become co-opted or, you know, go commercial. You know, because once it goes commercial, that's the end of it. You know what I mean? You know, they're already selling dashikis in Target. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? They riding the wave.
See, Future them rocking. Future and Young Thug them rocking Unks now. You know what I'm saying?
They rocking Unks and Crosses at the same time. You see what I'm saying? So, not only you've been crossed, you've been double crossed. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's that interorientation. You know what I'm saying? Would they receive more gold than they lay, before they lay more than they earn in their own country? You see what I'm saying? That's that.
Dang,
that's
held on that shit. That's it.
So, that's it. You know. So when the trader bring trading posts into that part, then that's what it is. You see what I'm saying? So you start to look at it, you know, from that perspective. What are we trading? You see what I'm saying? What are we trading at these trading posts? You know. Go ahead, guys.
Shit, my see on that, G, we trading ourselves, G. You know what I'm saying? Because if you look at it, when they bought the trading post to the jungles of Africa, you know what I'm saying? And I don't mean to talk about my people because I love my people, but it was the ones who were savage, G, who had lost all knowledge of themselves, living the beast way of life. And when you live in the beast way of life, when you done lost all knowledge of yourself, it's easy to be pimped by that devil.
That's right.
Straight the fuck up, you know what I'm saying?
We saw it in 12 Years a Slave, you know what I'm saying? They be sitting down with the devils, you know what I mean? And they hit him with that inner orientation, saying that he received more gold for his labor. You see what I'm saying? And he was thinking about, you know, the gold and what he could do for his family. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, they tricked the wisest man on the planet, Solomon. You see what I'm saying? So that you see that whole soul man, you see what I'm saying? That the whole son man, you know, son of man, all of that, you know, all of that together, you see what I'm saying? You know, all the above is caused by the Son of Man. You see what I'm saying? And then, you know, they made him into a slave. You see what I'm saying? So that's that made devil. You see what I'm saying? You see all of that right there in regards to that circumference. You see what I'm saying? So before we get into this next track, you know, for the people who haven't heard the album or ain't familiar with your music, what could they expect when they listen to your music?
Oh man, we listen to my music, G. It's straight, raw. I'ma just sum it up in just these few words. Raw, unapologetic, relentless. Just raw, unapologetic, and relentless. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming with all truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I apologize, you know, in advance, you know, if I offend some people with some of the things I might say, but I gotta let you hit. You know what I'm saying? A perfect example of that, it's like I'm gonna use two presidents, you know what I'm saying, to describe what I'm saying. It's like when Obama was in office, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to just be 100, man. Our people was lazy. I heard our own people say, oh, I ain't got to do a motherfucking thing. We got a black man in office. I ain't got to do shit. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much like, I ain't got to do shit. I ain't got to be a man. You know what I'm saying? Now, this white boy, Trump in there, it's like, you know what I'm saying, everybody on alert now. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's like a big slap in the face to them, and they on alert now. And that's kind of how my music is, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, when you hear certain things I might say, it might be like a slap in the face, but it's gonna make you buck your eyes and pay attention. But that's what I want. I need your attention so I can really fill you up with what I need you to hear. So that's how I do my music. G is just straight. Like I say, ghetto rebel music, you know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, it's straight like that, you know what I'm saying? It's ghetto, which means I'm going to be saying some ratchet-ass shit. Like I say, I talk about smoke and drown, all that shit, too. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be some ratchet-ass shit in there. But that rebel going to come in, too, though. You know what I'm saying? That's when that rebel going to come in and in the midst of all that turning up and shit and going to say, all right, we do this and do this and do that, but this is the goal. Focus on this and let's get there. That's what you can expect to hear out of it, to who to hear Root Track, where it's born.
All right, so we're going to get with this track, So Much Violence, right here.
Indeed.
Gia. It's ghetto rebel music. You know what I'm saying? Man, we got to come together out here. You know what I'm saying? We can't be doing all this killing and slaughtering each other no more. You know what I'm saying? You heard me? Man, these people got us in that silent war, and we gotta peep the game, dawg. So peep my game like this, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Look, cops killing blacks and we killing each other. While we can't be from different hoods and still be brothers. You black, I'm black, we all in the same struggle. We all trying to make it out of servitude and bubble. But thanks to the young thugs and the rich homies, every day another black dropped in the ditch, homie. The media stupid and they make it the cool thing, and everybody not knowing that it's the fool thing. I'm puffing on this blunt, trying to stay above water, trying to baptize my niggas in love water. I say come as you are, whether killer or drug dealer, ain't nobody judging ya, cause it's all love, nigga. Because the system that turn us into animals, some McDonald's, Burger King, GMO eating cannibals, and all that bullshit, it just target our brain. That's why the murder rate high, so tell me who you blame, love. There's so much violence going on in this world, man. Gotta make it better for the little boys and girls, man. There's so much violence going on, you gotta peep that. So knowledge in your pistol, better keep that. Darren Wilson must have had it out for Mike Brown. So when he seen him, he said, that's that nigga, I'ma strike down. Why? Eric couldn't chill in front that Kohler store without getting choked, tell his breath was no more. Tamir Rice, that kid was only 12 years old when he was blown away by the 12 gauge in the cold. A mob been to get enrolled was a crazy stop. Body cam off as he was shot by the lady cop. Brian the scene of a bitch for what he did to Sandra. The way it happened, somebody snitched and they planned her. Trayvon, you ain't forgot, fuck that nigga Zimmerman. If I see him in person full of holes, I'm feeling him. In front of his mama, they popped up Jason Harris. I could imagine her heart aches caused by the savage. I know for a fact I'm probably on they shit list, but little do they know them crackers on my hit list, bitch. There's so much violence going on in this world, man. Gotta make it better for the little boys and girls, man. There's so much violence going on, you gotta peep that. So knowledge in your pistol, better keep that. Got a hole and stuck violence in you like a bullet. America is Debo, the world's biggest bully, telling me the Palestinians is the terrorist. In case you forgot, let me remind you what your terror shit. Tulsa, Oklahoma in 1921, 3,000 blacks killed by army tanks and guns. United peoples established little Africa, and in 2 days it got ravaged by the savage, bruh. In Philadelphia of May 1985, police helicopters dropped bombs from the sky. Tell me about somebody who ain't got no feelings. The flames killed 6 adults and 5 children. I bet if I hauled off and killed some white people, lethal injection after I'm sentenced to life. People Dylan killed 9 blacks, got arrested with a vest on, cause he was raised in an emotionally deaf home. There's so much violence going on in this world, man. Gotta make it better for the little boys and girls, man. There's so much violence going on, you gotta peep that. So knowledge in your pistol, better keep that. There's so much violence going on in this world, man. Gotta make it better for the little boys and girls, man. There's so much violence going on, you gotta peep that. So knowledge in your pistol, better keep that.
Yeah, yeah. Man.
Straight like that there, you're man.
Yeah, man, talk to me about that track right there, man.
So much violence, man. Shit, it's just really much what we just got through building on, man. Like, you know, the devil put us in these conditions, and it make us other than ourselves. And what we do, we fight and we kill one another, you know what I'm saying? And so the message in that song is that, you know, man, we all in this together. Like I said in the first verse, why we can't be from different hoods and still be brothers? You know what I'm saying? Because shit, we all in the same conditions at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So what? I'm gonna kill you because you from over this hood and I'm from over this way. No, man, we need to reverse that. You know what I'm saying? Instead of us fighting and killing one another, we need to be revolutionizing, empowering, building, evolving, and loving. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I know a lot of times, like in the media and things like that, they won't portray our people as, you know, predators and violent and all that kind of stuff. But it's like, hold on. Let me turn this mirror to your ass right quick. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I said what I said about Tulsa, Oklahoma, and when the thing that happened in Philadelphia back in 1985, you know what I'm saying? The move bombing. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I talk about things like that, because it's like, hold on. We know why we in this situation. It's because you motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't just violent because we was born like this. You know what I'm saying? This shit was planted in us, but through y'all motherfuckers. So let me turn this mirror right quick and show y'all where we get this shit from. So that's pretty much what, you know, and I was just giving the real shit. Like I said, it's raw. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I bet if I hauled off and killed some white people, it'd be lethal injection that I'm sentenced to life, people. That's real shit. That's right. I'm a black man, so if I smoke a white motherfucker, they're going to hang my black ass. You know what I'm saying? But these cops out here killing blacks every day, getting off and shit. Man, fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? It's time for a new heaven and new earth, like it's saying Revelation. You heard me? We're going to bring that shit.
That's right. So musically, what are some of your influences? Who are some of your influences? You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to be honest, man. My favorite rapper is a straight gangster rapper. You know what I'm saying? Straight the fuck up, you dig? But that's my favorite rapper, though. Spice One. You know what I'm saying? Spice One, right. My all-time favorite. You heard me? But besides Spice One, of course, Tupac. That was Tupac's favorite rapper, Spice One. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know that shit. You heard me? Them niggas were like close. They was homies. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, Pac. I'm more like a West Coast cat. I listen to a lot of West Coast shit. Pac, MC8, you know what I'm saying? Far as down south, I'm from New Orleans, so the whole Cash Money, the whole No Limit, Soulja Slim, BG, you know what I'm saying? All of that, duh. Far as my East Coast cats, you know, the whole Rough Riders, the God Rock, Kim, Nas, Jigga, you know what I'm saying? Hov, you know what I'm saying? That's just far as it, and the crazy thing about me is it ain't just rap that influenced me. Like, I love the fuck out of reggae, man. Barrington Levy, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, Acre Mouse. You know what I'm saying? I can go on and on. You know what I'm saying? Burning Spear, just a lot of people's, man. You know what I'm saying? The reggae movement. You know, the whole juke joint movement, like Johnny Taylor, man, just everything, man. I just take from all of that, man, and I just draw it up to my reality. And you know, all of that influences me. Hello?
Now, what about the other influences? Can you hear me?
What other influences?
You know, literary works, you know what I'm saying? What books you reading, you know, what's some of the stuff that motivates you on the side about the culture?
Okay, most definitely, man. The ISIS Papers by Francis Quest Welsing. Right now, I'm currently reading The Miseducation of the Negro by Carter G. Woodson. I'm currently reading that right now. Stolen Legacy by George M. James. What else, man? What else I done touched on before? It's a book about health, man. Y'all need to pick that up, man. It's called African Holistic Health by Dr. I might be saying his name wrong, but it's Lola Africa or something like that. Yeah, man, that's definitely a good read. I advise that should be in all black households. Message to the Black Man by Elijah Muhammad. I'm about to buy that Fall of America by Elijah Muhammad. You know what I'm saying? That's the one I'm itching for right there. You know what I'm saying? So that's just far as books, far as our culture and things like that goes, that keep me sharp mentally and keep me on my square, you know what I'm saying, the square of all unrighteousness, and really just keep me motivated musically, you know what I'm saying? So, most definitely.
So, what's your advice to some young people out there, you know, if you was in front of them, if you was the young people right now, like a Jumbotron or something like that, and they can see you live, man, what would you tell them?
If I was in front of a younger crowd right now, what would I tell them? You said if I was in front of some younger folks, your phone was breaking up a little bit. All right. So if I was in front of a younger crowd, man, I would just tell them,
If you had all the attention of all the young G's out there, man.
Oh, man, I was just telling, man, stay righteous, man. You know, if I could, man, I'd give them these mathematics and these 120, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But, you know, that's you know, that's what the father say, teach the babies, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what I do, man. I would just tell them, man, stay righteous, man. Like, you don't have to be, you don't have to conform to society, or you don't have to, you know, you don't have to conform to these things, all of these rules and regulations, you know what I'm saying? Just as long as you acted in righteousness, that's it, man. As long as you acting in righteousness and you're doing righteous things, you don't have to conform, submit. You don't have to do like the movie They Live, conform, submit, don't ask questions and all of that. Nah, man, you can be free, you know what I'm saying? That's the day in that matter, this culture of freedom, you know what I'm saying? You can be free mentally, you know what I'm saying, and physically. Just, you know, do the things, you know, if you eat the right things and, you know, and just always tell them, you know, treat people with respect. I tell people all the time, man, respect takes you a long way. You know, always be respectful, always be courteous to people. You know, always find a way to build. You know what I'm saying? Instead of trying to destroy. You only destroy when it's negative. You know what I'm saying? But always try to find a way to build. Like, if you a Crip, you a Blood. You know what I'm saying? Y'all might know how to cut grass or something, man. Get some lawnmowers and get together and get to chopping them lawns, man, and get some money in y'all pockets. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, all that other stuff is just, you know, for us to be other than ourselves, man. So try to find a way to build amongst each other instead of destroying one another. You know, and that would just be my overall message to them, man, because the youth, man, honestly, I'm impressed with the youth nowadays, a lot of them. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them have, like, real strong minds, man, and they're doing some major things, like, that, like, a lot of me and my guys in my generation, like, they doing stuff, like, academically that a lot of us didn't do. You know what I'm saying? But like I just say, it's the conditions we was brought up in. They're being brought up in those same conditions, but things are more different now. They got all this technology, and, you know, they got more easier access, you know, to a lot of things as opposed to how we did. So, you know, I'm all for it, man. You know, that would be my overall message to the youth, you know.
All right, you got the youth out of the way. We begin with the best part, you know what I'm saying? Now we get into our generation. So you had the audience from our generation all together in one spot. What would you tell them?
Oh, man, I would tell them, you know, it would even be even deeper. I would tell them the same things, but even on a deeper level, you know what I'm saying? Because being, you know, our generation, just doing the knowledge to our generation, I mean, we see it all the time, man, with all these old conscious-ass beefs and, you know, all this old dumb shit, you know what I'm saying? People worry about who doing this with who and what and da-da-da-da-da. It's just like, man, when did we lose focus of the main goal? I thought the main goal was when we became conscious of well, knowledge itself, whatever you want to call it. I thought the goal was us to be together as like one big human family of the planet Earth. You know what I'm saying? What's all of this, you know, animosity and, you know, jealousy? You know, what's all of this shit? You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, honestly, if I was an 85er G looking at a lot of how a lot of these, you know, so-called RBGs, and I know no disrespect, I'm saying so-called because you do got so-called RBGs and shit. Just like you got so-called 5%ers, we call them job pretenders, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, you look at a lot of these so-called conscious motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? If I was an 85er G, I wouldn't even want to be awoke. I'm just going to be real. That's just how much fucking bullshit I see, you know what I'm saying? So if I was in front of our generation, I'd tell them, man, look, y'all chill with that shit, man. Y'all calm that shit the fuck down. And, you know what I'm saying, get together and build some shit, you know what I'm saying? If you know how to cook vegan shit and he do, man, get together and cook, man. Shit, if you know how to make jewelry, you know what I'm saying, man, build an inventory, man, get it going, you know what I'm saying, build. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all this dumbass, stupid-ass beef and shit, man, like that. That shit for the birds, you know what I'm saying? And honest to God, truth, gee, that'd be my exact words if I was in front of our generation, because I see too much bullshit, man.
All right, what about the elders and the one and our ancestors returning, like the ones we ain't seen yet? You got two other audiences to speak to. All
right. So the elders, I would tell a lot of my elders, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate a lot of my elders because, you know, a lot of people, like, you know, I'm going to go off of this, like Martin Luther King. Oh, no, you say the ancestors, so I'm going to say that for the ancestors, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, my elders, man, a lot of them, I know down there in Dallas, man, we got a elder that's very dear to me. His name is Larry Harden, a.k.a. Jai Larry. You know what I'm saying? And that brother's very monumental, man. He, you know, he's been in the community a long time. When the guards had the school over there in Sudan back in the Bourne Cipher years, you know what I'm saying? He was the one who drew the universal flag on the school, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that brother, he did a lot of the artwork for the Pan-African connection and things like that. And, you know, he's an elder cat, so I'm pretty sure when he was my age, you know what I'm saying, growing up in the 50s and 60s and all that, you know, they kind of had to endure a lot of that civil rights and Jim Crow shit, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, a lot of them, you know, fell victim to it, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of them are still alive today, you know what I'm saying, who went through it, and they might be a little, you know, fucked up mentally, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, just like the radio said, do the knowledge, you know what I'm saying? We just always had to do the knowledge to everything. And you just have to see, like, you know, those conditions and things like that can take effect, you know what I'm saying? But for the ones who didn't fall victim but who lived through it, you know, I just say I appreciate them, man. And, you know, all of their efforts, man, whether it was something small, whether they try to do something like a community garden or start a little a newspaper, or not even just that. If you just out every day talking to the people, talking to the youth, man, just, you know, sharing knowledge, sharing jewels, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I just appreciate them, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of them, you know, if they wouldn't have went through the things they wouldn't have went through, you know what I'm saying? We would have probably been that generation, like, going through it right now, the pioneer way for the future, you know what I'm saying, generations to come. So since they was that generation to go through that, man, I just say peace to them, man. And, you know, I got mad love and respect for them, you know what I'm saying? You know, like I said, I just brought up Brother Jai Larry, you know, Sister Akwete at the Pan-African Connection. You know, that's one of the, you know, great elders, I would say, of this community and things like that. You know, Baba Ashraf Kwesi, you know what I'm saying? Baba Amin, I ain't gonna not mention Baba Amin, you know what I'm saying? I got mad respect for Baba Amin, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, man, you know, I respect and I love the elders, man. So, you know, that's peace, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah.
So what about the ancestors?
The ancestors, man. I was gonna begin to build on Martin Luther King. You know, I know every time Martin Luther King Day come around or his birthday or something, you know, a lot of people like to, you know, talk shit and say, oh, he was a house nigga, he was with the people, he was with the folks, and let's just do the knowledge to that shit. You know what I'm saying? Martin Luther King, well, this is my CMO opinion. Ain't nobody got to agree with me. I mean, Martin Luther King, yeah, he probably was with the little societies or whatever like that, you know what I'm saying? But in his mind, he felt like that was the only, you know, that was the only way to go about the shit, you know what I'm saying, at that time, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm on the phone right now. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That was the only way to go about it, you know? But, you know, right before his assassination, he told you, and I feel I have integrated my people in a burning house. And you got to appreciate that, man. I mean, most people like to overlook that, like, and go straight to the I have a dream speech and all of that. But you got to look at the fact that before this man's life was taken, he said he knew he fucked up. You know what I'm saying? He said he knew he fucked up. And what he did was he was giving you the blueprint on what to do because he knew they was finna out him. He knew it, man. That man ain't, man, Martin Luther King was stupid, man. That man know they was finna out him. So what he just had to do was drop as many jewels as he can before he got struck out. You know what I'm saying? And like he told us, take your money out them white banks, man. We got plenty of black banks around here, man. Gee, we got plenty of black, you know, insurance companies and black this and black that, man. Stop fucking with these crackers. You know what I'm saying? Take your money out of their shit and put it in our own shit. He was telling you that. And then especially when him and Malcolm X was finna link up. Oh, man, you see how that happened. They had to take Malcolm first because he was more of the powerhouse. So then when he was when Martin was becoming more too Malcolm-ish for them, you know what I'm saying, that's what had to strike him out, you know what I'm saying? But, rest in peace to Dr. Sebi, man. We know they killed him, man. That just was just too fucking obvious. I mean, that brother there, I mean, people laugh when I say this. I mean, that brother there was like Jesus in the Bible to me. I mean, he could heal the sick. You know what I'm saying? Heal the blind. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this dude can cure blindness, diabetes, AIDS, cancer. I mean, you name it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's some Jesus shit right there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, you know, and they had to just, man, you know, how they did him and stuff like that, man. That was just, they're just going to show to prove you how powerful we are and how scared that devil is of us. Because every time we do some powerful, great shit, they won't kill us and shit like that. So once we see as a collective, that's the plot and the plan that's been going on. Like I said, man, new heaven and new earth, man. We can do it, man. We could burn it all over again. You know what I'm saying? And the ancestors, that gave their lives and things like that. You know, man, I appreciate them, man. Every last one of them. You know what I'm saying? You know, from Fred Hampton, from Fred Hampton to Dr. Sebi, man. I'll say, and everybody in between. You know what I'm saying? Or even before that, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I got to, man. I got to say peace to the Father, you dig? Definitely the Father Allah, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Born in this great nation like this, you know what I'm saying? Taking it to the streets and to the people who ain't had no knowledge, you know what I'm saying? And born in this great nation, telling us we God, and really, you know what I'm saying, giving us that knowledge to born ourselves as God again, you know what I'm saying? And you see what they had to do with the Father. They took him out the game, you know what I'm saying? And that was, when they took him out the game, That was the second time, because they tried once and failed, but they had to come again, you know what I'm saying, out the Father, you know what I'm saying? So, man, we got a lot of great, I would say in this generation, man, we got everything we need, because we done saw the foundation from the ancestors and the elders. We done seen the fucked up shit, you know what I'm saying, the generation before us. So it's like we got all of those things to pull from and build this strong, great nation now, man. It's that time, man. So with that, I say peace, God, for real.
When we get into this last track right here, and then, you can shout out whatever you got coming up. You can talk to us about, what projects you're working on, that all things pertaining to you after we get into this track right here.
All right, indeed.
Love, loyalty, optimistically, value, eternally. See? So when I say I love you more than likely, it is for eternity. Love is what runs the universe and keeps everybody intertwined. And it has always been since the beginning of time. Since we were kids, I looked at her as my African princess. And since that first glance, she really had my interest. Now I can finally say she's my beautiful empress. I'm so in love with her, can't be tempted by tempers. Riding on vanilla skies, headed for my destiny. This new life journey only bringing out the best in me. Divine love and positive thoughts, that is the recipe. Abundance galore is what I manifest in me. I'm very thankful and happy to say that you up in my life, queen. Love, love, I'm trying to walk with you under the rock and take you up as my wife, queen. Love, love, a man comes to this earth through a woman, so you've been here from the start, queen. Love, and since you've been here from the start, will you never break apart? It's all real what I'm saying, and I ain't playing with your heart. Every Osiris need a Isis, and you the nicest. For you to love me, my queen, the cost is priceless. Been in wonderful days and beautiful nights with who I'm a love care and share the rest of my life with. Honeymooning under night skies, doing the night right, doing all them things that my beautiful wife likes. Splashing waterfalls, love flowing like the Nile. Everything you do, it make my heart and my mouth smile. Sexy messages to your mind is what I be sending. I'm in the highest form of love and I'm wonderful winning. Beautiful melanin glowing through your African linen. King and queen love like Selassie, I get my candlelight over a healthy dish. The way we live our life is on some healthy dish. And you, my goddess, for life so beautiful and small. Everything I see is real and I ain't playing with your heart. I'm very thankful and happy to say that you up in my life, queen. Love, love, I'm trying to walk with you under the rock and take you up as my wife, queen. Love, love, a man comes to this earth through a woman, so you've been here from the start, queen. And since you've been here from the start, will you never break apart? It's all real what I'm saying, and I ain't playing with your heart. Me and you, an expression of infinity. My love stretched from here all the way to infinity. When you're sleeping that night, looking so serene. Our love is supreme, it's the king and the queen. We winning in life, cause we make a hell of a scene. We both one day gon' have seeds that share our genes. Ain't nothing greater than my divine family. Who
I value bringing out the best man in me. And from pimping player school, I had my graduation. I get what I need, speaking daily affirmations. Beautiful, talented, and intellectual. It's a spiritual connection when we be intellectual. You got that healthy love like alkaline vegetables. Black love that can be put up on the pedestal. We bind like Kimmy pyramids and we ain't never break apart. It's all real what I'm saying and I ain't playing with you, ho. I'm very thankful and happy to say that you up in my life, queen. Love, love. I'm trying to walk with you under the rock and take you up as my wife, queen. Love, love. A man comes to this earth through a woman, so you've been here from the start, queen. Love. And since you've been here from the start, we can never break apart. It's all real what I'm saying and I ain't playing with your heart. I speak love into existence with affirmation. On us is my concentration. Are my greatest accolation. And when I walk through the Garden of Eden, I'm going to pick that black flower, cause it's the most beautiful one of them all. And she holds that black power. Mother of life, mother of creation. One love, baby. Ashe Hotel.
I wasn't saying no, but I'm on the radio show, you hear me?
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. Peace to the black woman. You heard me? Peace to the women.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Swift and changeable in her ways and actions. You heard me? Shit. It takes knowledge and wisdom. You understand what I'm saying? To get bring forth understanding. You heard me? That's supreme alphabet. Man, I'm so serious, G. I be just, man, I just be zoned out sometime. Man, I be quoting Matt Madison and degrees, man, sometime without even realizing it, G.
That's when you allow it to live in you. You know what I mean? That's how you bring it forth and show and prove. You see what I'm saying? So
straight up, straight up. So yeah.
So what about that track right there?
Don't play games with my heart, man. You know that was for the women, man. You know what I'm saying? You know it's you know a lot of our sisters, man. You know. Especially in the hood, man, you know, a lot of them lost and things like that, you know what I'm saying? They got this thing going where, you know, they call each other bitch and shit like that, like, hey, bitch and that, you know what I'm saying? All that crazy shit. But, you know, I want to be the one, you know what I'm saying? Because it seemed like all my life I always kind of had to be the cat where, like, whatever I wanted or I wanted to see within my circumference, it's like I had to be the one to bring it forth, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times that used to be a scary thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I got to be the one to say something, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the more I got older, you know, it just came more naturally and gradually. So, you know, I just wanted to be the one to just let them know, you know, you a queen, you know what I'm saying? Like, you a queen, you know, I could be, you know, if not me, you know, it's a man out there who got the potential to be your king. And everything I'm saying in this song, you know what I'm saying, you a queen, and everything that I'm saying, it's a man out there who can give you that exact same thing, you know what I'm saying? Because especially on Facebook, man, I just see all day long sisters just, oh, I wish I had a good man, I wish I had this, and I wish I had that, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of them don't allow themselves to really open up to it, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, it's just one of them type of things where, like, you know, I just want to, like, show forth and prove to the black woman that, you know, you can be loved, you know what I'm saying? You more than your hips and your ass and your tits and all that, your fat, you know, your big lips and all that. You more than all that. You got a spirit, too, and a mind, too, you know what I'm saying? It's beautiful, you dig? And, you know what I'm saying, you meet the right man, you know what I'm saying? He can manifest that about you, you dig? So that's where that song comes from, G.
Word. You got the floor, you know, tell us about any projects you got coming up, what you got going on, how people can reach you, all of that stuff, you know what I'm saying? The floor is yours.
Already. All right, man. Well, right now, you know, all the songs everybody just heard is on my current mixtape, Ghetto Rebel Volume 1. Right now, I'm working on Ghetto Rebel Volume 2. That's what I got in the works right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm like four, five songs in. I'm going to have, like, on volume one, I had 11 tracks. On volume two, I'm thinking about putting like, you know, three more, you know, adding three more, like 14 or something like that, 14 to 15 or something like that. So, you know, I'm like five songs in. So I got like, you know, I got 10 more to, you know, knock out and do. They already wrote. I just got to get in the studio and just lay them down. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the, piece to my RBG brothers. You know what I'm saying? Who nicknamed me RBG Slim, Rock and Moose. So, you know what I'm saying? Rock VMC. I'm going to be on their Genocide remix. You know what I'm saying? I was supposed to go record it last week, man, but I had a little financial setback, so I gotta wait till my goal get back restored and things like that. And I'm gonna go take care of that. You know what I'm saying? And that's gonna be a very monumental track. It's gonna be a lot of folks on that, man. It's gonna be Supreme, Rob, Big Sed, from what I heard, Brick the Foundation, Cali, Lizzo, me. You know what I'm saying? I think Bo Money gonna be on there. I'm not sure. You know what I'm saying? Cause it was a lot of us, you know, in the little group message and stuff like that. We was bringing it forth. You know what I'm saying? There was a lot of names in there. It was like 20 motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? So, I ain't gonna say best of the eight, but you know, you got to come with your hardest eight bars. You know what I'm saying? So, I got that coming up. Man, not too much other stuff, man, right now, man. Like I said, I'm out here in Memphis, Tennessee now, man. I was out there in Dallas, man, but I just had made a move out here to Memphis, Tennessee, man. And, you know, I only been out here a couple months, man. So, you know, it's like I'm still getting my feet wet, still networking and, you know, still, you know, getting to meet this person and that person, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, man, it's just, you know, once I get those things in order, man, you know, I have more events and things like that to speak about, but right now I really don't have no, you know, events or nothing like that to speak on. Oh, except for RBG Weekend in August. I'm coming back to Dallas and I'm gonna rock that, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna rock that stage RBG Week and come, you know what I'm saying, come August 18th, you know what I'm saying, perform at the RBG Awards and things like that, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, you know, I could be reached on SoundCloud, you know what I'm saying? Go to my SoundCloud link. Type in to Who the Heru, T-E-H-U-T-I space H-E-R-U, you know what I'm saying? And same with Reverb Nation. I got a Reverb Nation account. I need to get me a Bandcamp, man. I'm slipping. I talked to Callie yesterday. He was like, man, get you a Bandcamp. So I'm going to be bringing forth that in the real, you know, in the future. So I'm going to get me a Bandcamp. Y'all can be looking up on there. And just for right now, man, Facebook, you know, like my artist page to Who the Heru, you know what I'm saying? Or you could add me on my personal page to Who the Heru, same thing, you know what I'm saying? I could be reached on Instagram, you know, SoundCloud, things like that, and, hey, you know, pretty much the Facebook. That's my main thing, you know what I'm saying? You really want to reach me, you can reach me on the Facebook. Shoot me a message, you know what I'm saying? My message box always open, you know, my comment section always open, whatever.